This week I want to look at some of the halakhot associated with Kriyat HaTorah, with the laning, and in particular I want to refer to the Sefer Shaarei Ephraim, which was written by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios. That's in the early 19th century. He was the Rav of Brody in the Ukraine, and his Sefer is a very important Sefer on Hilchot Kriyat HaTorah, quoted very often by the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim. But obviously we'll also be referring to other halachic svarim as well. So I want to start off with the person who's called to the Torah. An observation made in the Shaarei Ephraim is that the person called up should go bizrizut, should go eagerly to the Torah. Sometimes you see, particularly on a Shabbat, the person who's called up, he has a word first with the people who are sitting around him and stops to say hello to somebody on the way. And that's clearly inappropriate for being called to the Torah. We should regard it as both a privilege and honour and also as a summons to the Torah, and we should come immediately. How does the Oleh reach the Bimah? So the Shulchan Aruch says that he should go the closest route, that's from his seat to the Bimah, that's, and if both routes are equally close, then he should go in the right path rather than the left path. That's, we have to remember that we're talking here probably about a Bimah which has two staircases, the steps on the right and steps on the left. That's, so whichever steps are closer to you, you should go up those steps. That's, and if you're bang in the middle, so you go up the right hand steps. The Beit Yosef says this is based on a Mishnah in Masechet Midot, which says Hanichnas la'azara nichnas b'tzara v'yotze baruka, that a person who goes into the Azara, into the temple courtyard, should go the shortest way and leave the longest way. The Vilna, and this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Paskening that way about Aliyah la'Torah. The Vilna Gaon makes the observation that there's no such Mishnah like that, and no Ma'amar Chazal, it's not in the Tosafot, it's not in the Gemara, and therefore you should always go up the right staircase rather than the left staircase, because you've got a principle called Pinot Shata Fonel or Yuela Derech Yamin, that you should always, where you've got the right and the left to choose from, you should always go in the right hand direction. That's the Shulchan Aruch says that the Oleh opens the Sefer Torah, looks at where the laning is going to begin, and then keeping the Sefer Torah open, says the Brachot. This is based on the Sugi in Masechet Megillah, right at the end of Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. That's where we have a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, "Your potech v'ro'eh golel u'mavarech v'kozeh potech v'koreh." You open the Sefer Torah, you see where you're going to be laning from, you roll up, close the Sefer Torah, you say the bracha, and then you reopen it to lane, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says potach v'ro'em v'varech v'korei, that you open it, see where you're going to lane from, and then say the bracha and read. That's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda not to close the Sefer Torah, is so that there shouldn't be any hefsek between the bracha and the laning, whereas Rabbi Meir holds you close the Sefer Torah so that people shouldn't think that you've actually read from, so that the brachot are written in the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Zera says Halacha potech ro'eh mevarech v'korei. Halacha is that you open, see where you're going to read, say the bracha, and then lane. That's, and that indeed is the way that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskan in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Tosfot says no, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zera is saying that, that not that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but even if you do it like Rabbi Yehuda, that's also acceptable. But really, you should do it like Rabbi Meir and close the Sefer Torah. That's so the Achronim do say that some have the minhag to actually follow Rabbi Meir and to close the Sefer Torah when they say the brachot. But it's interesting that it's only really the Shaarei Ephraim that says that's the way that you should do it, is to close the Sefer Torah. That's but the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and most of the Kitzurim, that all say you should say the Brachot with the Sefer Torah open, even though it seems that the Minhag is not particularly like that. One Shabbat I did a sort of a survey of people who were called to the Torah, that's including a number of Talmidei Chachamim, and it seemed that actually most of them rolled the Sefer Torah closed before saying the Brachot. That's, and that's indeed the way that I was taught in the children's service as a kid, is that's the way that you do it, even though that's not the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskens. That's according to the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that one should not look in the Sefer Torah when one's saying the brachot, so it's clear that you're not saying the brachot from the Sefer Torah. The Rama says you should turn to the left, that's because you're standing opposite the Shekhinah, and if you turn to the left, that's the right-hand side of the Shekhinah. That's the Aruch HaShulchan actually says you should turn to the right, because if you turn to the left, it looks really like you're looking away from the Sefer Torah. That's, and the Chai Adam says simply close your eyes. But as the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bi'ur Halacha, Nara Nara Pashte, that everywhere has its own minhag, and you do whatever the minhag is. Ad Kan.